UK drone rules for property photography in 2026. What estate agents need to know. UK class marks arrived in January 2026, and the rules around flying near people have changed. Here's what the CAA regulations mean for aerial property photography, and what agents should check before booking a drone operator. Aerial photography has gone from novelty to expectation for larger homes, plots, and developments. When a listing suits it, a drone shot sells the setting like nothing else. But the rules governing who can fly, where, changed materially in January 2026, and agents who book aerial work are part of the compliance chain, whether they like it or not. Here is a plain English guide to the current rules and what they mean in practice for property marketing. This is a summary for property professionals, not legal advice. The CAA's drone code is the definitive source. The basics that haven't changed. UK drone law splits flying into categories by risk. Almost all property photography happens in the open category, low-risk flying, subdivided by how close the drone gets to people. A1, over people, the lightest, safest drones only A2, near people, flying closer than 50 metres to uninvolved people, with a qualification A3. Far from people, at least 50 metres from uninvolved people, 150 metres from residential commercial areas for unclassed heavier drones. Two registrations underpin everything. Flyer ID, a competence test for the person flying operator ID. Registration for whoever is responsible for the drone, which must be physically labelled on the aircraft. What changed in 2026? UK class marks. From 1 January 2026, any new drone model placed on the UK market must carry a UK class mark, UK0 through UK6. The class mark, based on weight, safety features, and technical standards, determines which subcategory the drone can fly in, replacing pure weight-based rules for new aircraft. For property work, the classes that matter are UK0-UK1, lightest, most freedom near people, and UK2, flyable in the near people subcategory with an A2 certificate of competence. European C-class recognition with a deadline. Drones with European C-class marks, C0, C1, C2, can be flown as their corresponding UK class until 31st December 2027. From 1st January 2028, they become legacy aircraft and drop back to weight-based rules. Professional operators flying popular C1 or C2 marked aircraft are planning fleet decisions around that date. The 100 GA flyer ID threshold. The flyer ID requirement now starts at 100 Grien rather than 250 Grien, and a camera drone of 100 Grien or more also requires an operator ID. In practice, every drone used for property photography now requires both IDs. Legacy drones. Drones bought before 2026 without a class mark can still fly, but under weight-based rules, which for anything over 250 Grien generally means keeping well clear of uninvolved people, unless the pilot holds the right qualification. They cannot be retrofitted or re-stickered into a UK class. What this means for a typical property shoot. Think about what a residential drone shoot actually involves. Launching near a home, on a street, with neighbours, pedestrians and passing cars. Uninvolved people, in the regulations language. That environment is exactly what the A2 subcategory exists for. A professional operator will typically be flying either a sub-250G UK0 class drone, which enjoys the most freedom near people, or a UK2 or C2 class drone with an A2 certificate of competence, keeping the required separation from uninvolved people, or under an operational authorization, such as a GVC-based authorization for locations and operations. The open category can't cover ad airspace. Much of Greater London sits inside flight restriction zones and controlled airspace, and any property near an airfield needs checking before a booking is confirmed. This is routine for professionals and a minefield for amateurs. The agent's checklist before booking aerial work. An agent commissioning aerial photography should ask for three things, and a professional will volunteer them: CAA registration, a valid operator ID labeled on the drone, and flyer ID qualifications for the location, AN2 CoFC at minimum for typical residential work, or an operational authorization where the site demands it insurance. Public liability cover that explicitly includes commercial drone operations. The cheap operator without paperwork isn't a bargain. The liability from an incident on an instruction you commissioned lands uncomfortably close to your agency. Privacy and neighbors. Aviation law is only half the picture. Filming from the air engages privacy and data protection obligations. Drones shouldn't hover over neighboring gardens, capture identifiable people without care, or photograph into windows. A professional flight plan captures the marketing property and its setting while minimizing everything else, which is also simply how you keep vendors' neighbors friendly. When aerial shots are worth it, the regulations answer whether you can fly. Whether you should is a marketing question. Drones earn their fee on properties with land, setting, outbuildings, or scale that ground-level photography can't convey. Our guides to when to use drone photography and the best drones for property work cover that side. Fully compliant aerial photography. PhotoPlan's drone photography is flown by qualified insured operators who handle airspace checks, permissions, and compliance for every booking, so agents get the aerial shots without the regulatory homework. Get in touch to check whether your next instruction can be flown.